There are more than a million refugees now from Western Sudan in the Darfur region, where fighting between Arab militias and black African villagers has driven many people from their homes. The United Nations has called for an end to the fighting there, and in its meeting this past week in Sea Island, Georgia, the Group of Eight Industrial Nations also called for an end to massive human rights violations in Darfur. Carol Bellamy is executive director of UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund. She is in Nayala in southern Darfur. Ms. Bellamy, welcome.
Good to talk to you.
Have you seen refugee camps? Are you looking at people who feel that they are still threatened, still in danger?
Yes. In fact, the number of people who have been displaced is over 150,000 people. They have very little in the way of shelter and food, but they said they're not going back right now because they're scared.
What does the government tell you about Darfur? I understand that some of the relief workers who've come in have been told that things are peaceful and things are fine out there now.
Oh, I think the government of Sudan acknowledges that it isn't peaceful. I'm not sure they are fully appreciating the scale of the problems. For example, one of the areas we work in is trying to make sure people have clean water and at least some latrines, and so much more needs to be done. Also, there is a push by the government that some of these people go back, while yet these people told me, no way right now, they are staying because they're afraid to go back.
What are they afraid of?
They're afraid of the raids and the fighting among the both rebel and government troops. There's banditry going on, and there is more and more rape and gender violence. So the women and girls particularly have come fleeing. In many cases, it's the women and girls and their children who are here and not the men.
What about food, medicine, shelter?
World Food Program is getting food in, but more needs to come in. Medicine, there is a very big measles immunization campaign going on right now, and that's good because measles can kill. On the other hand, the rains are about to start, and we know that when the rains start with such bad sanitation, the possibility of a cholera outbreak or waterborne diseases could be very great. So we are very concerned about health problems. Medicines are coming in, but not enough again.
And I gather there's no chance that these people will be able to go back to their land when the rains begin so that they can farm?
They've probably lost this season to plant. When people who traditionally farm lose a whole season of farming, it creates a major food security problem, and that's what we're seeing happening here.
The government of Sudan is apparently somewhat closer to settling their fighting in southern Sudan, and both the United Nations and the Group of Eight are trying to push the government to bring things to some sort of peaceful settlement in Darfur. Can you see any evidence of anything happening?
Well, I think everybody globally who's followed Sudan over the last few years is encouraged by what is happening. There is an effort moving toward peace. And so that's what makes what's happening over here in Darfur so dismaying, because the parties work so hard to bring peace generally to the country, to allow the country to be restored. It's our observation that at least in the last couple of weeks, with greater international pressure on the government, there is more government attention being paid to this part of the country now, and at least some attention being paid to try and get some peace here as well as the north and south.
What needs to happen in Darfur now?
The international community has to respond and provide assistance. They have to take this seriously. Even if peace comes, the next 6 months will be a humanitarian crisis.
Carol Bellamy is executive director of UNICEF. We reached her in southern Darfur in the Sudan. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks, Linda.